Okay, for the next thing to do to figure out your luggage is, we've covered in the first one your background from your parents, their marriage, the situation sort of culturally and religiously that you grew up in that has informed how you see division of labor in your head as well as in your current family life a little bit. So now we're going to talk about what's happening in real time right now as far as background goes, because up to this point you've been married for how many years and you have been dividing labor this whole time. So there's lots of habits and thinking patterns and communication strategies built into that. And probably all of that was done unconsciously, or maybe you sat down and said, let's talk about how we do this. But either way, if you're having problems now, it's likely because that communication strategy has backfired or is no longer working for your changing family dynamic or life. So what you're going to do this time is get another piece of paper and a pen, and sit down with your partner, and now we're going to write down your background / baggage luggage in the relationship. Write down the first time you remember feeling that you had more of a burden in family life than your partner. Could be that you were working and that your partner wasn't, and you felt the stress of making the money, and it was hard to watch them spend the money or something like that. It could be a new baby is born and you're spending all night and all day feeding that baby with your body, and your partner seems to have the luxury of leaving the house not in his underwear. So take all of those experiences and write them all down. So you have a nice list of all the stuff that has built up to this moment where you are feeling disconnect around division of labor, the mental list that is created because there's so many things to do and who's in charge of this or that, or even if it's just the basic, who's going to clean the toilet this week. And so everything that led up to this moment, get a good grasp on. So write that down. You both have separate lists. And then take another 15 minutes after you're done with that part. Take another 15 minutes and discuss it. And this is the part where people are going to fight. Haha. So we should make some ground rules. And the ground rules are, you got to listen to the other person. You don't get to defend or tell your side of the story. What's not important is who's right or wrong in these instances. What's most important is to try to get an understanding of where the other person is coming from. And even though you may want to change where that person's coming from and want them to have a different mindset or thought pattern, you got to start where we are, not jump ahead. So have a 15-minute conversation, set a timer, that timer dings, you're done. We don't want to go on and on and on. But both of you have a chance to sort of talk about the parts of your baggage / luggage that have come to this moment. An important thing is to maybe think about the parts you need to own. What's your responsibility in the dynamic that got created, rather than focusing on the blame of the other person that they did or didn't do something. Try to give special attention to what you have brought to the table. What's your stinky socks in the luggage when it comes to shared labor, when it comes to communication about it? And we'll talk more about some of the things that get in our way as far as communication in another installment. So go from there. Bye.